And as we heard earlier in the programme, polls are suggesting heavy losses for the ruling Conservative Party in the UK general election this 4th of July, with even, possibly, if some polls are right, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at risk of losing his seat. Now, our reporter Kate Varley has been meeting voters in key constituencies this week. Kate, where are you this morning?
Yes, good morning, Anya. Well, I'm in Welwyn Garden City in Hertfordshire, which is about 30 kilometres north of London. It's one of England's so-called new towns. It's only about 100 or so years old. And as the name suggests, there are plenty of public gardens, parks, flowers everywhere. So quite leafy green around here, but definitely Tory blue when it comes to voting. Or at least it had been for the last couple of decades. Polls suggest this constituency, Welwyn Hatfield, could fall to Labour in the election. And if it did, it would be quite a moment. That's because this seat has been held for almost 20 years by senior Tory minister Grant Shapps. He's the current Defence Secretary. He's also held many other portfolios in the Cabinet, Business, Energy, Transport and also Home Secretary. So really, this would be a pretty big blow to the Conservatives if he lost this seat. He's currently got a majority of just under 11,000 and Labour definitely has this seat in its sights. So what do voters here in Welwyn Garden City think? Well, here's a flavour of some of those I spoke to.
I'm feeling not very happy with the Conservatives at the moment. So this is Grant Shapps' constituency. I think people think he's done an all right, like a pretty good job as a local MP. But I think if he lost his seat, it'd probably be more because of the national picture than actually here.
So who will you be voting for?
I'll probably be voting Labour, I think.
I'm really hoping that our MP should be doing good for this election.
So you are a supporter and you intend to vote for Grant Shapps. Why?
He helped us in so many various ways as well. On local level, very happy with the Grant Shapps, yeah.
And on a national level, how have the Conservatives done, do you think?
It's very hard to say at the moment, to be honest. Like, I can see the mixed reviews that they're having a very tough time.
He's a lovely MP, but I can't stand the Conservative government. I'm not telling you who I'm voting for, but I think you can guess.
I probably spent the first half of my life being a Conservative supporter, but we've had a bad period of government in the UK and it's a good chance, I think, to swing back towards the centre, and it's to be hoped that the Labour Party allow us to do that.
It's interesting there, Kate, isn't there? There is some support for Grant Shapps, but on the other hand, that view, even from, you know, diehard Conservative voters, that the brand is just damaged.
Yes, Ani, he certainly is vulnerable here. And from speaking to people, it's not really about local issues. The business owners I spoke to seem happy enough. There were a couple of grumblings over the cost of living. But there's just really that feeling that the Conservative brand has soured. The momentum from the Boris Johnson days has certainly disappeared. And of course, then, it's not just here. Senior Tories are also at risk in other so-called blue wall seats. That's the traditional Conservative strongholds in southern England. The Liberal Democrats in particular are hoping to make gains. They're targeting Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's seat in Surrey and former Prime Minister Boris Johnson's old seat in Henley. Again, these are quite affluent constituencies which would have been considered true blue. I've been speaking to Dr. Ben Nutt. He is a lecturer in politics and international relations at the local University of Hertfordshire. And he's been telling me about the threat to the Tories within its own heartlands.
It's not looking great for the Conservatives. They're not going to be completely annihilated in terms of losing every seat, but they're going to lose seats that they have historically held easily. We've seen through the by-elections, so the Mid-Bedfordshire by-election, for instance, the Labour Party turned around an almost 25% kind of deficit. Certainly in Welwyn and Hatfield, Grant Shapps has been closely connected to the current government. So if there's upset at the current government, then it could kind of fall back onto him as well.
What would it mean to the Conservative Party if it lost a seat like Welwyn Hatfield?
It's a big moment. It would indicate that potentially that populist turn that we've seen within the Conservative Party, the likes of your Rees-Moggs, your Suella Bravermans, isn't having the impact that they would hope it would have in these kind of areas, and it's not enough to keep hold of them. And that potentially, whilst that angle of the party is needed, it needs those much more moderate Conservatives in the kind of centre-right ground to kind of hold things together. And you could see, I wouldn't say a split of the party, but Reform will certainly take more MPs, certainly if they start to win seats at the next election.
And that is one of the questions about Nigel Farage's reform, isn't it, Kate? I mean, they're certainly getting a lot of headlines and publicity, but how many seats will they actually deliver? How many votes will they attract?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? Well, down here, no polls are suggesting that reform is a contender. But I have to say, there's no doubt people are talking about Nigel Farage and his party. And in fact, quite a few people I spoke to indicated they're thinking of voting reform. Here's one of them. This is Frank. He's a 69-year-old semi-retired landscape gardener. He's actually already sent off his postal vote. And here's what he had to say.
Didn't like the Tories. Don't like Labour. Who do you vote for? I thought, shall I? Shan't I? And I thought, I'll just go for reform. It's a wasted vote, people will probably say, you know, because they won't get in at all, but I've just got no confidence. I think the country's actually gone really downhill. Everything. And I mean everything.
In what way specifically?
Oh, immigration, you name it. Prices. It's just endless. People struggling. They don't care. All they want is your votes. They promise this, promise that.
So that's the view of one reform voter, Frank. And you do get the sense that he's a bit fed up with mainstream politics. And it's that attitude that Nigel Farage will be hoping to harness as he continues his sometimes controversial campaign. Whether it'll translate into seats, well, the political analysts seem sceptical on the possibility of huge gains. But Anya, with the shifting sands of British politics, I think we've all learned not to rule anything out.
Kate, thank you very much indeed for that. Kate Farley reporting from Hertfordshire. It's 5 to 9.